Blog Talk Radio. praise God for that song. We thank you, God, for tonight. Thanking God for his grace and his mercy. God is so awesome. He's so wonderful. He's so magnificent. And we're just thanking God for all that he's done, doing, and going to do in our lives. God, you are so holy. God, you are holy. God, you are holy. God, you are holy. And we just praise your name. We just want to magnify him on tonight. We just want to continue to just lift him up. I asked on last week that this week was going to be a week, or last week coming into this week, that this was going to be the week that we just gave God the glory and the praise, and just for his goodness, for his mercy, for all that he's done and doing in our lives. And we just know that God sits on the throne. And we just know that God is God, and he's all alone. He doesn't need any help. He doesn't need us to pump him up or to hype him up, because God is God, and he's God all alone. And we just thank him on tonight. We just want to praise him. We just want to give him the glory. We want to give him the honor. We just want to thank him, thank him, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Because I don't know about you, but I am grateful on tonight. I'm so grateful for all that he's done. I'm so grateful because God has really, really brought me through. God has really, really done some things in my life. God has really, really healed me from some things in my life, not just my physical, but my mental. He's healed me from some situations. He's given me a heart to forgive those that have wronged me. Hallelujah. And I'm just so grateful. I am so grateful because he didn't have to do it. See, this is where we take it for granted. God didn't have to do it, but he did anyway. Hallelujah. He didn't have to do it, but he did. God says tonight, rest in my presence, allowing me to take charge of this day. Do not bolt into the day like a wraith or suddenly released. Instead, walk purposefully with me, letting me direct your course one step at a time. Thank me for each blessing along the way. This brings joy to both you and me. A grateful heart protects you from negative thinking. Thankfulness enables you to see the abundance I shower upon you daily. Your prayers and petitions are winged into heaven's throne room when they are permeated with thanksgiving. In everything, give thanks, for this is my will for you. Hallelujah. Three scriptures. The first one coming from Matthew 11 and 28. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Colossians 4 and 2. Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18. In everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. In everything give thanks. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So that means everything, no matter what it looks like, feels like, give him thanks regardless. Because we all know that God is doing it. He's in control. Hallelujah. And we just know that if we put it in his hands and stop trying to take it back out of his hands and let him do what he does and does very well, then we know things will happen. Hallelujah. Mountains will move. Thank you, Lord. Bodies will be healed. Thank you, Jesus. Children are at right. Children are come home. Thank you, Lord God. Husbands are at right. Wives are at right. If we leave it there in his hands, your finances will look right. That boss will act right. If we give it to him and leave it there and let him handle it, you step out the way and let God do it. Hallelujah. Just a little bit of advice of something I experienced for myself. I'm going to ask someone, if anyone feels led to lead us in prayer tonight, please press 1. and let me unmute your phone so that you can lead us in prayer tonight. Do I have a volunteer that would like to lead us in prayer tonight? Please press 1, and I will unmute your phone. Praise God. 0279, your line is open.
Father God, we are so humble and so privileged to come before you right now, Father God, on the Blog Talk Radio. We just can't give you enough praise and enough thanks for being an almighty God, Father God. We just can't keep the joy from showing, Father God, through our words and through our emotions on this blog. Although we may not see each other visually, Father God, we can feel each other through the Holy Spirit, Father God. We can feel the excitement, Father God, that's flowing warm and running warm in our bodies and our veins, Father God. When it's cold outside, Father God, you kept us warm, Father God. When it's a cold heart, Father God, you warmed it up, Father God. When our feet were slow, Father God, and we asked for speed, you did it, Father God. When we were in need, Father God, of covering a meal, Father God, you didn't freeze, Father God. You were right on time, Father God, as you covered us, Father God, and you keep us covered, Father God. Our loved ones and over our doorposts, Father God, as we travel, Father God, as we go through bereavement, Father God, as we go through racial injustices, Father God, as we pray for our children and our families, Father God, to make it COVID-19, as we pray for ourselves and our loved ones and for essential workers, Father God, all our essential workers, Father God. We pray for everyone from the housekeeping through the firemen, through the nurses, through the doctors, through the government, Father God. We pray for everyone to lift you up, Father God, and to know that it's you. Father God, we pray for the weather, Father God, for us to do right with the weather, Father God, and for it to go around us, Father God, and not affect us in a negative manner, Father God. We thank you, hallelujah, for the yearning of the Holy Spirit, Father God, within us, Father God. And we thank you for a new day and another way to praise you, Father God. If we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't praise you enough. And we thank you for this golden opportunity to say, you are all, and say, hallelujah, 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 El Shaddai. We thank you, hallelujah. We thank you, Father God. We thank you for being our God, Jehovah. We thank you, Father God, for being everything that we need. And we know, Father God, that you will give us the desires of our hearts. We are seeking you first, your kingdom and your righteousness, so all these things will be added unto you. And we ask for anyone who's lost, Father God, for whatever reason they may be lost, on drugs or homeless or hungry or whatever, and whether it's us or them, Father God, that you send your guardian angels, Father God, to lift them up, Father God, to lift us all up, Father God, so that we can exalt you. And you get the glory out of anything that's not right, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for protecting us, Father God. And we ask that you will protect our angels, Father God. We thank you for every morsel of food on our table, Father God. For every shoe that we put on our foot, Father God, our feet. We thank you for these feet that we can walk. This voice that we can talk. We thank you for the words in the Bible, Father God. We thank you for surrounding us and keeping the air, Father God, that we breathe clean, the water that we drink, Father God. We thank you for clarity of the mind, Father God. We thank you for rebuking doubt, Father God. We thank you for being able to rebuke demons, Father God, and cast all that back to hell, Father God, and send it so it can disintegrate and be no more, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we ask that this praise shall come forth through Evangelist Flint and through her husband and through each and every one of us on the line, Father God. We ask that we will continue to go further, and we know that all things work together for the good of them who love you and are called according to your purpose, Father God. We cover with all the Psalms of the 91 and the 23rd. In the name of Jesus, we pray for everything. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Powerful prayer. We thank you, prophetess, for that prayer. We thank God. We thank God. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. And tonight, we are going to have such a great time in Him. And tonight, we're going to do some participation. We're going to let you participate. And we're going to just tell of the goodness. Each and every one of you should have something that God has done for you. If it's just waking you up this morning, whatever God has done for you, hallelujah, we should flood this line. Everybody's line should be lit up. Press 1. I'll open you up. But we testimony, because last week I said this week was going to be the week that we would have testimonies, praise reports, because God has done something. It could be a many, many, many things. It's obvious that he got you on this line tonight, so that's one praise report. So I'm not going to ruin it for everybody. But if God has done something that you just want, let's just brag about, or brag on God tonight. We brag about our children. We brag about our cars. Oh, we got this done. We got that done. Our husbands are the bomb. Our wives are the bomb. We just brag on things. But have you ever just taken the time to just brag on him? To brag on God. God, you're so awesome. You're so amazing. You're so wonderful. God is my everything. God is my Savior. God, you are that. You are the man. You are the good, good, good Father. Let's just brag on him tonight. God, you are everything. God, you are my healer. God, you are. Press 1. I'm waiting. I'm just going on and on because I'm just waiting for these lines to light up. God, you are so amazing. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God, I tell you what, you saved me from my sins. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'll brag on by myself. I tell you what, I'm not going to beg you all to tell of the goodness of Jesus. I'm not going to do it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You are awesome. You are awesome. You are awesome. Hallelujah. 6732, your line is open.
Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. What a mighty, mighty God we serve. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my God, my God, my God. I thank God for his mercy and his grace, because Lord knows I don't deserve it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you. Oh, he's been a mighty force in my life, my God. My God, my God, my God. My God, for those who don't know, oh, God, Maria is my cousin. I have been serving my community for 4 years. Had no idea I was going to serve through a pandemic, and nothing struck my sister. No COVID, no nothing. No healthy, healed, spiritual, and blessed, and still serving. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Glory, glory, glory. Yes, yes. Hallelujah. Praise him. Praise him.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh,
hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Can I share some of your story, cuz?
Yes. Yeah. Thank you.
Hallelujah. So this young lady, hallelujah, first of all, God has healed her. She's a cancer survivor. Hallelujah. But she goes out into the community and she serves diligently. She gives blankets out, food out, and she goes in there. When she first started, I know she's all over the place in Columbia, South Carolina, but at first she split off in the parks, if I'm not mistaken, and she would pass out blankets to make sure people were warm to those that are in need. And then she's gone out. I know she's doing things in the schools now with books and reading. She's doing multiple things. But God has, first of all, he healed her. Glory to God. He heals her, and she's able to go out and help others. Hallelujah. So God is being good. See, this is what I'm talking about. God is a good, good God.
Yes, he is.
Glory, glory, hallelujah. And when you hear her praising and giving God the glory, it's because her number one slogan, her, every time she sends a text, is glory to God. Hallelujah. She has something to be thankful for. Hallelujah. He didn't have to do it. He didn't have to give her life. But then he did. He didn't have to give her the means to go out and be able to serve her community. And not just her community, because she takes it back home to our home, back from where we're from. Hallelujah. She goes all over. And God has given her a team.
Thank you, Jesus.
But this is what God will do. This is what God will do. You ask him, seek him, and he will give you the desires of your heart. All he needs for you to do is ask him. All he wants from us is time. He wants us to serve him.
Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus.
And some of us can't even do that. But I'm telling you what I know. If you ask him, he will give you.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Yes,
and it's not even that hard. All you have to do is diligently serve God. Because he diligently does everything for us.
Yes, he does.
Hallelujah.
Yes, he does.
Hallelujah. 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 1-4-3-6, your line is open.
Praise God. Good afternoon, everybody. I thank God for just being here. And my testimony is he's been carrying me through all the week. Even when I start getting these bad cramps, he don't start healing me from them. I lay off of the cramp pills, and I may take some vinegar juice, I mean, some pickle juice, maybe some salt or something. But I thank God for just being in my life, changing my whole attitude. I used to fuss all the time, but now I'm learning to be meek and humble. And I just thank him for it. And he gets me up every morning on time, every morning on time, and he'll spank me over sleeping unless I'm really tired or he really know I need the rest. But it's just a blessing to praise him and tell him how good he has been to us. We don't have to worry about food. We got a roof over our head. And we got clean clothes and shoes on our feet and socks and fresh water to drink. And I just thank God for supplying all our needs, making sure our lights and gas and water stay on. I just thank him for it. And I don't have no complaint. I just want to praise him tonight and help everybody that's praising him. They, I know, like you said, they have a praise and a testimony. And I just thank God for being a healer and a deliverer. In Jesus' holy name, amen.
I'm trying to face
them. Amen. Hallelujah. That's another young lady that God has done some miraculous things, healed the body. Hallelujah. We just thanking God tonight for what he's doing. Hallelujah. And how he's doing it. Because you're hearing voices tonight that may have thought at one time they wouldn't be here. But God said they had some work to do. So hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He said, no, not yet, my sister. No, not yet, my daughter. I'm not through with you yet. Hey, glory, hallelujah. I am not done with you yet. I am not in it. He said he is not done with you yet. Woo! Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hey, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Maria, he is not done with you yet. Glory to God. Rhonda. Oh, glory. God is not done. God is not done with you yet. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah. 6-4-4-7. Glory. 6-4-4-7. Your line is open. Thank you, Jesus.
Rosita. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He keeps doing great things for me. Oh, yes, he keeps right on doing great things for me. And if I had 10,000 hands, oh, yes, I would use them just to lift him up. For he knows me better, so much better than me one else. He keeps better, so much better. Care of me than I can for myself. He keeps doing great things for me. Oh, yes, he keeps right on doing great things for me. And if I had 10,000 tongues, oh, yes, I would use them just to praise his name. For he knows me better, so much better than anyone else. He keeps better, so much better. Care of me than I can for myself. Ooh, he keeps, hallelujah, doing great things for me. Oh, yes, he keeps right on, Uncle Shaka, doing great things for me. Hallelujah. I mean, he gives me a testimony every week. Every day, hallelujah. I'm so grateful to him for what he has done for my brother and what he's done for us. My brother asked me, he was living in a personal care home, and he said, Rose, three people have died here, and one has been ready to die on my birthday. He said, please get me out of here. I don't want to die in here. And I knew that he couldn't get an apartment. And it turned out that when he went back to dialysis a week or two later, his blood pressure would not come up. It kept getting lower and until they could no longer give him dialysis. And I was blessed to be able to bring him home to me, to our home, so that we could take care of him in his last days. And he said to me one day, he said, Rose, I feel so good in here. He said, I just feel good. And I praise God because he let him come to him. He let him leave us in a peaceful, loving way. And I could not have had, not have wanted it any better than to see him rest. And I think that we had a crowd of witnesses waiting on him. Our parents, our great-grandparents, brothers and sisters, my three boys, aunts and uncles. Oh, he'll never be alone again. And I give God praise. I thank him for doing that for my brother. He let the angel be out in this house, and you could hear the bells ringing. My sister could hear them. Or usually it may be just me or one or both of us that heard the bell, but she could hear the bell. And I thank God because the angels waited and he said, I'm ready. I'm ready to go. I'm tired. It wasn't that way. And to tell the Lord, you're ready to go. And he comes and lets his angels escort you up to heaven. God bless each one of you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He keeps on doing great things for us. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, he does. I thank God. Tonight is a Holy Ghost party. This Holy Ghost party is not going to stop. Anybody else have a praise report, a testimony? Because I tell you, don't let the atmosphere change and shift, because this is a great, great night. God is so awesome and so amazing. Oh, hallelujah. We just heard the song. He keeps on doing great things for me. Hallelujah. Every day that we wake up, he's still doing great things. I got up this morning. I was able to go to the bathroom on my own. I was able to go in my kitchen. I can get me a cup of coffee. I can go to my refrigerator. I can get me something to eat. Hallelujah. Hey, glory to God. I was able to get in my shower with clean water. I was able to come get dressed, put on some clothes. Hallelujah. I was able to go out with permission from God, go out, go to my appointments, do what I had to do. I was able to get in my car. I was able to have gas in my car. Hallelujah. Because he provided all these things for us, all these things for me. Hallelujah. He keeps on doing great things for me. Hallelujah. I was able to hear my husband's voice today a couple of times, multiple times today. I was able to talk to my daughter. I was able to talk to my son. I didn't have to worry about where they were. They did not call me from a prison. Hey, glory! They did not call me from a prison line. They did not call me from a hospital. Hallelujah! I don't have to wonder or worry. Go ahead. I don't have to worry or wonder about where they are, because they stay in touch. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You keep on doing great things for me. Hallelujah. I have lights on right now. I'm able to be with this technology. My phone bill is paid. My light bill is paid. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You keep doing great things for me, God. I don't know about you. I don't know your situation. My mother just got on. She just lost her brother. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But listen to her. She was able to get on, sing the song. He keeps doing great things for her. I don't know about you. I don't know about you. Maybe I'm just excited all by myself. Hallelujah. I don't know about you. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm just the only one that knows that God is so good. He's so merciful. He's so loving. He's so kind. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, and I don't know what you've come to do. Hallelujah. But tonight, I'm going to praise God. If I got to praise him all by myself, but I tell you what, I'm going to unmute your phones tonight. Hallelujah. If you want to join in with me on this praise party, hallelujah, your line is unmuted. You can praise him any way, any form, any fashion, however you feel led to do it. Glory to God. Your lines are unmuted right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. 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 Yes. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. You keep doing great things. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sometimes we just have to just give it, just leave it there. Hallelujah. 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 And tonight we're gonna learn how to just seek him more. Hallelujah. Seek his face. How to seek him even the more. Hallelujah. We're gonna seek him more. I have a song I'm gonna play. Hallelujah. And when this song is playing, I want you to just get yourself in a place, hallelujah, and I want you to just focus on him. Nothing else. We're not going to worry about anything else, but we're just going to focus and put everything. Tonight, we're going to leave it there. Whatever it is, we're going to say yes to God. Hallelujah. Whatever it is, just get it in your mind, what it is right now that we need to seek him more for. Let's get it. Find whatever it is. Because we're going to seek him. 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 Hallelujah. But we're going to find that place. Hallelujah. As this song is playing, get your mind right. Hallelujah. Because tonight, whatever it is, we're going to leave it there. Glory to God. We're going to leave it there.
Ask the person next to you, would you still say yes? Will your heart and soul say yes?
Hallelujah.
Will your spirit still say yes? There is more that I require of thee. Will your heart and soul say yes? Now will your heart and soul say yes? If I told you what I really need, would your heart and soul say yes? Now will your heart and soul say yes? There is more that I require of thee. Will your heart and soul say yes? Will your heart and soul say yes? Will your spirit still say yes? If I told you what I the Lord, yes.
Yes.
See, yes.
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 Say, I'll obey,
yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
I won't stray,
yes.
Jesus. But this time I'm made.
Yeah.
There is more that I require of thee. There is more, so much more, so much more. He said, seek my face. He said, seek my face. He said, hear my voice. He says, hear my voice. He says, hear my voice, hear my voice, hear my voice. The day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. I'm calling you higher. I'm calling you higher. Ask the person next to you, would you still?
Hallelujah, praise God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going to bring the word for Pastor. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. 1072, your line is open. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank
the Spirit
Lord.
Of the Lord gets
blessed.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for today, God. Thank you for your presence, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for being here with us. When I was younger, as a child, my mom and my grandmama, they used to do revivals all over the United States. And from my first starting Bible study in our house on Hobart Drive to the first church in Techwood, that's it should be the project that no longer exists. And in the Techwood Community Center, she used to have church. And then to the church on McDaniel Street. But they used to always come out with this song right here saying, hallelujah, Lord. Thank you. Help me, Holy Spirit. They say, we have come into this house and gathered in his name to worship him. And let me just tell you that we have come into this house and gathered in his name to worship him. We have come into this house and gathered in his name to worship Christ, our Lord. Worship him, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And they begin to sing that song, and you will see how the people in the congregation began to gravitate to it, and the Spirit of the Lord began to move. And then I hit this one part and say, just forget about yourselves and concentrate on him. You know how people just say, just stand up and close your eyes, lift your hands up, and just lead you into worship. And you just begin to see yourself rocking back and forth, and whatever the ailment you had on your body, whatever infirmity, whatever was going on, whatever discomfort, you can feel the stuff begin to just fall off because you're not even concentrating on your issue or your pain, or you begin to tell around and tell it how big your God is. Instead of letting it magnify itself on you, you begin to magnify the Lord. And then saying, yes, you may be right. I may have some pain in my body. It may be, my body might be racking with pain. Or
I don't know what happened to his line, but we're going to praise him. Hallelujah. The devil is a lie. Whatever it is that God has for him to say, apparently he doesn't want it to be heard. But his line is open, so whenever he comes back on, hallelujah.
Hello?
We're just thanking God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hello?
Let's just continue to praise him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you because we will hear what it is that thus says the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He said the song was, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's just continue to praise him. Hallelujah. Let's continue to praise him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I tell you what, the enemy is mad tonight. He cut me off. Hallelujah. He cut Pastor off. He is really, really upset tonight because we are really giving God the glory, giving God the praise, and he is mad. It is funny. I'm just going to laugh at him tonight saying, you are really angry. Hallelujah. 5520, your line is open.
I don't know what he couldn't hear me, but I got a text that they could hear me. But here we go. We're at the point where the song said, just forget about yourself and concentrate on me and worship him. You know, when you just begin to put your hands up and begin to just worship God, you begin to close your eyes and just focus on him. Don't focus on your problems. Don't focus on your pain. Don't focus on what you don't have. Don't focus on what you think you need and desire, but just concentrate on him and begin to worship him. I remember when I first started the young children and it was my son Anthony and it was a young lady named Briera and what happened was that we did a Bible study in the apartments and the adults was there and I began to flow in the gifts of the prophetic anointing and laying hands on people and different things and after that the adults decided they didn't want to come back because they didn't want to be under that type of ministry or environment or whatever happened, but it was just the kids and the little ones, the young ones, and I was like, okay, God, this is what you're doing. At first, I was like, man, you know, sometimes you got your mind, you want adults, and you're thinking about tithes and offering and all that stuff, but I was like, God, whatever your will is. And so the other children was on the other side of the office, and Bria and Anthony was with me, and it was like, you know, because we probably at the time, like, we want to go to the next level. I said, okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to cut the worship music on. And I said, just get on your face, and then we just cry out to God. And these two little young babies begin to get on their face and begin to just let themselves go. You know, that's why he said, they let you come as one of these. They begin to just trust God enough. See, the question I said, do you really trust me? That's what God said. Do you really trust me? Do you really love me? But they begin to let themselves go, remove themselves. And it got so powerful that the other children that was in and the other office came in. And when they came in, they just began to fall down and worship before God. Even as the summer said, bow down and worship. But they began to come in, and they didn't come in and fall down because they was they saw the other two, and they're like, I want to do that. No, the spirit grabbed them. When they got into that atmosphere, they just began to bow down. It got such a presence of God, and the anointing was so heavy that people was I had one of my best friends named Wayne. He's the barber. He came all the way from the barber shop, which was blocks away, and he wasn't driving at the time. He ran to the service and got in and fell down. Skeet did the same thing. Apostle Tony healed him. And it's just that atmosphere and the presence of God was just so heavy. When you begin to let go and let God, when you move into the part of prayer and then you go from praise and then you go to worship, and that's what God has been calling for. She said, I'm calling you higher. Tonight, God said, I'm calling you higher, but I'm calling you to a place of worship, this place of worship where you're free to sing and free to dance and free to live holy, free to live a life that glorifies me. God said, I'm calling you to a place. Yeah, I'm calling you higher, but I'm calling you to a different place. And that's why I said we have come into this place or come into this house and gathered in his name just to worship him. Not about ourselves, not about our glory, our glow, because it ain't about us. It's all about him. To God be the glory. And this is what he's saying, I'm calling you for. Even to the point where, you know, this scripture he put on my heart was 1 Chronicles 4:9-10. And I'm going to read it out the Amplified version, and then we're going to keep going. But this is what God is calling you for, ladies and gentlemen. Look what he said. Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. But his mother named him Jabez, saying, because I gave birth to him in pain. In the 10th verse, Jabez cried out to the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you would indeed bless me and enlarge my border and my property, and that your hand will be with me, and you will keep me from evil so that it does not hurt me. and God granted his request. See, a lot of people got different requests on this line. It could be healing in your body. It could be your finances. It could be a breakthrough. It could be a miracle. It's a lot of things that happen. Like my mother mentioned that my uncle passed on Monday. I got a text from one of my closest people, a brother of mine, Pastor Lightfoot. He called me. He sent me a text saying, hey, my pastor died yesterday. He was 46 years old. I'm 46 years of age. So, you know, you never know when your time is called. But when your time, right now, you got time to praise God right now. You got time to give him the glory right now. You got time for him to stand up inside of you. See, the thing about it, like, when I mess, I'm so nervous, right? And I twist it because my whole mindset is this. It ain't about what's inside of me. It ain't about all the knowledge I have or how much I know about this Bible, how I can spend it. It ain't about me humming. It ain't about me moving with the music and B flat, A flat, none of that stuff. It's about God. If you don't show up, I don't show up. I'm not speaking unless you show up. So you got to get to a point where God, you want God to show up. And that's when the miracles take place. That's when Christ showed up and he moved by compassion and then the healings took place. See, that's what you got to get to God. It's not about me. I surrender all Holy Spirit. Take over, show up, show out, move by your will, by your way, by your spirit, however you see fit. And that's what we got to get to, ladies and gentlemen. God, show up. God, you show up. God, you show out. I'll be your mouthpiece. I'll be your hands. I'll be your feet. Lord, I'm available. I had 10,000 hands, 10,000 tongues. I'll use them to lift you up, to praise your name, to worship your name. But God, you got to show up. Come by here, my Lord. Come by. You know, that song, you know, we listen to this new music, new gospel worship. And yeah, it sounds really good. But when you listen to the stuff that we had back in the days, it had so much power, so much meaning. Come by here, my Lord. Come by here. Somebody needs you, Lord. Come by here. Somebody praying, Lord. Come by here. Oh, Lord, come by here. You know, with certain things like that and just Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it'll never lose its power. Or like the song she just was singing. And I'm going to tell you another song my mom was singing when she started ministering, evangelizing. And then she just began to speak life into dead situations. But the song is, the Spirit of the Lord gives life. She was in, the Spirit of the Lord gives life. And she said, the Spirit of the Lord gives life. And she just began to speak it into people's situation. And that's the Spirit of the Lord. It gives life, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord gives life. And you can feel it in your hands, and you can feel it in your feet, and you can feel it in your esophagus. You can feel it all over because it's the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. Not the Holy Ghost, but the Holy Spirit, which gives life, the Spirit of the Lord of God. And when you feel the Spirit, and you let the Spirit begin to lead you and guide you and trust, and you can trust in the Spirit and the leading of the Spirit, but you can say, it's not by me, but by the Spirit of God that I move, that I live, that I have my being, and you can just walk in that alone, and you can glory in that alone, and you can trust in that alone. You say, God, for you I live, for you I die. When you realize it's not about you. I remember these young children, man, I tell you. We were at a place, and that's when I was doing the gospel rap, and I was set to rap that night. And God said, it has been a lot of rapping. So a lot of rapping had been entertaining. He said, don't rap tonight. Don't do no songs. Leave them in the worship. So I changed everything, and we went into worship, unadulterated worship. And one of the ladies was crazy because where we had the center at is a church, an AME church by Grant Park. And the lady actually went to that church, but this wasn't at a church. This was at a convention center. And she said, I've been in church for 60 years, 50, 60 years in church, and I never received the Holy Spirit. That night, me and all my babies prayed, that lady and that lady had received the Holy Spirit. And so when you look at, man, when you let go and you let God and you begin to trust God, see, it ain't about just sitting in the building. And you can sit in the building, you can occupy a pew, you can do all those things. And you can go to church all your life. But if he ain't in you, See, you don't want to hear that those dreadful words. Depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. And you can say, well, God, but didn't I do this and didn't I do that? Slam the door in your face. I never knew you. So this is the time that we got to get to know him. And that's the prayer we pray. God, we pray for our loved ones that don't know you, that they'll get to know you. For the ones that do know you, ourselves included, that they will get to know you better. God, we want to know you better. We want to seek you more and more and more. We want more of you tonight. So we can sing the Jesus in me, love the Jesus in you so easy. We want to be God chasers tonight. More so than that, we want to be God lovers tonight. So we say, I love you, Jesus. Now I'm going to tell you after this. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I'm trying to tell you, we want to get to that point when we wake up in the morning and it's good morning, Holy Spirit, and what would you have me to do today? Who would you have me to speak to today? What clothes do you want me to wear today? What color do you want me to wear today? It's all about you, Lord. Who do you want me to be a blessing to today? Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I'm telling you, this thing, see, as I heard a few testimonies earlier, but this one should have been bubbling with testimonies. It should have been every person on this line, she should have said your number tonight. Because you woke up one first thing with fresh blood running warm through your veins, with the activity of your limbs, with your joints being in place. Most of you on this line got hot and cold, clean running water, got a roof over your head. That's just enough to say thank you now. But here's the thing to say thank you about anymore. You got the breath of God flowing through your nostrils. We just talked about some people that's not here anymore. We just talked about some people that's been spoken on, death, been spoken over their life already. We pray for my friend Nancy, her father. In the hospital, and they're saying it's not looking good, but we know God to have the final say so. But we pray for him right now. We send prayers out the top right now. God, let your angels be around him. God, comfort him in this time of infirmity in his body. God, you comfort him, God. You comfort the family right now, Father. Father, and there's a host of others that are going through these things, God. And even now, I should give the children certain things and certain topics to look at and read about it, and we'll come up with something, and they are going to intercession for it. Just imagine 9, 10, 11-year-old children that understand the power of intercession. It wasn't about gimmicks. It wasn't about no games. It was about let's get in front of the face of God. Let's get results. And that's what happened. And that's what I'm trying to tell you tonight. It's time, people, to quit playing games, trying to quit playing church. Let's get in the front of the face of God. Let's get in his face. He already said, command me the things concerning the works of my hands. He already said he's going to do a new thing. Let's get in his face and let's command God to begin to move. When we see all this evil around us that take place, we see all these different murders and raids and even these abortions and even these laws and amendments that's being passed to bring forth more perversion and more debauchery and different things that we know that our Father's not pleased with. And it's in our society, and it's in our backyard, and we sit back and we play church. We sit on our hands, and it's time. It's time to say the righteous suffer violence, not the violent take it by force. I command you under the sound of my voice tonight, those that are under the sound of my voice, I charge you with your midnight prayers, your noonday prayers, your early morning, early rising prayers, that you begin to tell God that you come against the spirit of these different unclean spirits, these principalities, these powers, and because he said, I whip myself up on that corner, but mighty to the pulling down the strongholds out, that you begin to pull down strongholds. You begin to be like David said, God, I count your enemies my enemies, and I hate them with perfect hatred. And when you begin to call out this stuff, you can call out every unclean spirit, the spirit of perversion, the spirit of jealousy, the spirit of envy, the spirit of rage, the spirit of murder, and all these different unclean spirits. Adultery spirit, and you begin to call it out, and you begin to pull it down. You begin to pull it down and casting out. God, I bind it hand and foot. and I begin to cast it out of darkness. Lord, have your way right now, God. Have your way, Father. And we begin to just begin to praise. I dare you to begin to stand together to come against every witchcraft spirit, every warlock spirit. I dare you to begin to come against every generational curse and every word curse spoken to, spoken from, spoken against. I dare you to begin to come against Satan and his imps and say, Satan, the Lord God rebuke you, just as Michael the Archangel said, and the blood of Jesus Christ is against you. I dare you to begin to go through your house and begin to just bleed the blood of Jesus all through your house, from your front door, even from your driveway, or even from, if you live in the apartments, from the steps you got to go up, whatever it is, and go from the front to the back, the doorpost and all, the blood of Jesus, 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 the blood of Jesus. Begin to cast out every vain imagination, and then begin to pour down all thoughts and hold them captive. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of every witchcraft, every warlock spirit, every murdering spirit, every foul demon spirit, every untimely death spirit, everything that wants to come into my body and come into my life, and we render the silent void and noise. You want cancer, high blood pressure, HIV, AIDS, corona, leukemia, mental health issues. We come against you right now. Heart failure and cardiac arrest and all these different things, the cardiology problems and aneurysms in the brain, all these different things that come into to destroy deaf and dumb spirits, epilepsy, and all these. We come against you right now. The Spirit of the Lord raises his standard up against you. The Holy Spirit, we come against you now. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Lord, move right now, God. Show up, Lord. Show out, God. I'm talking about that, where the handicaps and those in the wheelchairs, get out of wheelchairs. I'm talking about where the blind eyes see. I'm talking about where mute tongues speak. I'm talking about where deaf ears are open. I'm talking about where one leg is longer than the other and they come even. Do it now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. We praise you. We worship you, Father. Save your children. Save the unsaved. Love the unloved, God. Give that gentleness, that kindness, that patience, that long-suffering. Let that be manifested in our lives even the more so. Father, we give you honor. Father, we give you glory. Father, we give you praise. In your Son, Jesus' mighty name, we pray. And so it is.
And so it is. Praise God. Praise God. We thank God for that word. We thank God for tonight. We've gone on over a few minutes, but if anybody has a prayer request tonight, we've heard testimonies, we've heard praise reports. A few people just came on a little while ago, so if you have a testimony or a praise report that you want to just tell of the goodness, press one, and I'll recognize you. We still have a few moments left. So right now we'll do praise reports, testimonies, and prayer requests. Press 1, and I'll open your lines. If not, Pastor Flint doesn't have anything else to end with. Pastor Flint, anything else that you want to close with? 6732, your line is open. Your line is open.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. I have a prayer request. My sister-in-law, her name is Letitia. She was diagnosed with two different types of breast cancer. I just want to just stand in the gap and for y'all to pray for her. She started her chemo on Monday. She is a new creature in Christ. And I am standing for her and asking you guys to stand with me. Because when you're new in Christ, you know, you kind of all over the place. You're trying to find your way, but God is right there. And I pray that the darkness of this world don't blind her from his goodness. So I just ask that y'all pray for her and pray her strength, that in all of this, Jesus has the power. It's She just has to just stand and believe.
Amen. Yes, Letitia?
Yeah.
Okay.
Father God, we just thank you right now. Father, we praise you right now, God. We thank you for Letitia, God. We thank you, God, for the healing in her body, God. We thank God for her heart and her mind, God, to begin to know you like never before, God. She's new in you, God, but God, you've been knowing her, God.
You've been knowing her, God, and now, God, let her know you like never before. Let her know you as Jehovah Rapha, her healer, God. Let her know you as Jehovah Jireh, her provider. Let her know you as Jehovah Nisi, her banner and her victory, God. Let her know you, God, as the El Shaddai might, Almighty God. Father, let her know you, God, as the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning. Let her know you, God, as the Lion of Judah. And God, begin to comfort her right now as we touch and agree, God. We thank you for doing it, Father. We thank you for doing it, God, and we just want to praise you for doing it, God. We praise you right now, God, for it being done. And God, we touch and agree for everyone else that has a loved one that's in need, God. That say, hey, man, I got a loved one that needs God and needs to be delivered, Father. It's so sad that we got so many young children that are dealing with mental health issues, God, whether it's autism or they call it mental retardation, whatever they want to call it, Father. And dealing with trauma, God, you know, the trauma and from the trauma, God, it put things in blocks in their head, God. And we come against that spirit that comes to kill, steal, and to destroy our children, God. We come, God, we said choose wisely and live life fully. God, we come that they live life fully, like you said, God. I come that your soul prosper, you prosper and be healthy, even as our soul prosper. But you said that enemy come to kill, sin, and destroy, God, but you come to give life and life to the full. God, we accept that right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, enlarge our coast, enlarge our territory. God, the harvest is plentiful, the laborers are few. God, make us a laborer in that field. God, I'm yours, Lord. Everything I got, everything I am not, everything I am, God. Try each and every one of us in God and make us completely yours, Father. Prepare us to be a sanctuary, God, to do your will. Sacrifice ourselves and say, not our will, but your will be done. And God, we touch again and agree again with the healing. Two different types of breast cancer, God. I don't know what that is, but I know it's a spirit. It's an unclean spirit. And so what we do, we bind it hand and foot. You infirm spirit, you cancerous spirit, you lying, demonic spirit, we bind you hand and foot, and we cast you into outer darkness, never to return again. Leave her body now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, God, we stand on it that it is so. And it won't come to anybody on this line that's standing in agreement and touching agreement. We cover each and every one of us on this line, God, with the precious blood of Jesus Christ, that no spirit, as we intercede and we touch and agree, can come to us or come to our homes. But it can only do what we give an assignment to, and that's casting it in outer darkness. And it goes now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, God. And we thank you in advance for it, Father. Your Son, Jesus' name, we pray. And so it is.
So it is. Praise God. 5659, your line is open.
Thank God for today. Thank God for today. Thank God for today. I thank God that each and every day is a great day. I thank him for his blood, his whole purification process. I thank him for the whole armor of God. I thank him for his word being delivered tonight by Pastor Flint. I thank you, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, for your praise and worship coming through Evangelist Flint and also through Prophetess Owens. I thank God for every word that has been spoken, because all of it is because of him. It's all because of him. You can't even part your lip without him. You cannot even touch anybody without him, without his anointing. It is his anointing that penetrates the heart, the cold heart, the cold mind, the still spirit that is lifeless. It is that anointing of God that penetrates. And this is, hallelujah for me, a mighty great day. My mighty great days are turning into awesome days. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank him for the victory that he has given unto my life. I thank him for the outpouring of everything that I pray for. I thank him for answering every prayer. I thank him for my footsteps being ordered by the Lord. I thank him that I know, hallelujah, that he lives inside of me. No matter where I make my bed, that he is there. He is right with me every step of the way, around every corner, every obstacle that's been thrown in my path. The Lord removed it all. Hallelujah. For he gave it word. He let that word take root in you, in me. That word, Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Get out of my way. Satan, get out of my way. And hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's gone. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. That's why we have to be at all times wrapped, tied, tangled all up in him. Wrapped, tied, tangled all up in him. Can't be no part-time lover with the Lord. You got to be full-time. No matter what your situation, your trial may be, you full-time lover of God. Full-time. Profess him with your mouth. He let me live. He let me live. He let you live so that you can declare the works of the Lord. Not sometime, not part-time, not a little bit, but full degree, to the full degree, magnifying him all the way in Jesus' name. I just give God the praise, all the honor and all the glory in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. Amen. And thank y'all for the wonderful blog.
Amen. Woo. Hey, glory. I think you just touched every base. Hallelujah. That's what I'm talking about. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Pastor, is there anything else that you want to end with? Because I tell you, hallelujah.
Man, no, if anybody else want to add to and take away, other than that, you can get a benediction. That was it.
I'm telling you, hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, can you give us the benediction on tonight? Your line is open.
Father God, we come to you just thanking you, Lord. Thank you for this awesome word tonight, this awesome praise and worship. This awesome glorifying you, oh God, the author and finisher of everything that we do in you, oh God. We can't do nothing without you. Father God, we ask that each and every heart was touched tonight, and we ask that everything that Pastor Flint put out and my sister Maria, oh God, and every prayer that went up tonight, Father God, is done. And how we say on the blog, and so it is, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And so it is. Until next Thursday, we love you. We love you. We love you. Oh, my goodness, I can't even give it out. We love you. And there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. Bring somebody else on with you on next Thursday. We're going to do it again next Thursday. We're going to have another party, and we're going to keep partying, and we're going to keep partying, and we're going to keep partying with God, and the Holy Spirit is just going to rain down on us. Glory. So get excited tonight about what's going to happen this week and what's going to happen on next Thursday night. To God be the glory. Amen.